10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
When I know that they yes, I know that I'm getting it, but fuck it, cause I yes, when they start talking crazy, that's when I know that they
yes, every time I end up getting it. Yes,
I'm in this bitch, I'm getting money.
Yo, 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 you already know who it is. It's Mr. Hemiod himself, and that's right, we are back at it again with another Hemiod episode. I bet y'all wasn't expecting to see me twice in 1 week. Y'all not seeing me, y'all hearing me, but y'all know what the fuck I mean. You gotta see me to see the podcast is produced, and then y'all gotta push play to hear me. But what it is, what it ain't, and what it's about to be. Welcome back to another episode of Hemiod Podcast, where we create a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open dialogue. And that's right, y'all. You already know it's Friday. We about to do a rant motherfucking bag. Bam, 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 bam. First and foremost, before I get started, I just want to say thank y'all for tuning in to this episode. You already know, without y'all, this shit is not possible or motivating. So y'all did y'all big one on your last one. I personally feel like y'all missed me, so I'm back at it again, and I ain't going nowhere. But we about to get into the things of the things on this rant bag, so I can go do the things of my things, if you're picking up what I'm setting down. Before I get started, you already know I gotta shout out my boys from Open Relationship Podcast. Shout out to Rodney Wash. Shout out to Shazam, and shout out to Solomon E. Stretch from Open Relationship Podcast. If you don't know, now you know that I was about to do our sponsorship. You know, it's just ingrained in me because, you know, we're doing bigger and better things. What else? But yeah, make sure you tune into the podcast. It drops every Monday on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, all that shit. Open Relationship Podcast, you're going to see my fine ass and my fine ass co-host. But yeah, let's get it and let's go. We're about to tap into new beginnings. You already know it is the season of giving. It is the season of being thankful. It is the season of new energy. It is the season of setting the bar high. And I wanted to do it before it's too late. It's just a little too late, a little too long. And I just wanted to get into the things of the things. So first topic on the docket. Y'all know bitches love saying new year, new me. But for real though, everybody that's listening to this podcast, I challenge you to be a new you in this new year. We have came out of a pandemic. We have dealt with death, we have dealt with this, and we have dealt with that. And I think that this is a very valuable time going into 2024. Not necessarily knowing yourself, but creating yourself of who you want to be. We've had about, like, I'm gonna say like 3.5 years to like figure this shit out and get back to the new normal. There is a new fire in me. My new favorite word this year, well, this year as in 2024, is no. No. I'm not doing it. No. I'm just not. Destiny's Child. No, 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 no. But yeah, like, I personally feel like, I talked about this on the podcast previously, but I feel like it's also coming back up for a purpose and a reason, that no is the most powerful word in the dictionary, and we don't use it enough as humans. Have you ever realized when you say the word no, what type of response, what type of facial recognition that you get, what type of this, what type of that that you receive? No is the most powerful word in the dictionary. And if I'm wrong, let me know. I personally feel like, and I, and I pers- I feel like people are going to be like, well, yes is the most powerful word. How is the most powerful word? Because when you say yes, you are giving in to what is presented to you. When you say the word no, that means you don't agree by that. That is, you don't agree with that standard. You don't agree with that communication. You don't agree with this, that, or the third. So that person that has presented to you, played in your face, and they need to go back to their drawing board and present something else to you. That's how I feel. I'm not trying to convince nobody, but to me, no is the most powerful word in the dictionary, and we need to use it more. Not as podcasters, but we as individuals, we as humans, we as brothers, sisters, uncles, nieces, nephews, and grandchildren, and most importantly, employees. Let's not be scared. No, that's not going to work for me. No, I cannot do that unless you do X, Y, and Z. Stand your ground and stand up for what is yours. Set the bar high, because if you don't set it high, the bar would always be low when it comes to you. I never told y'all this, but every time I get a new job, I negotiate my pay because I know my worth. Going back to Tuesday's episode, I know my worth. I don't care if my pay is 2 times of what I've made before. I am going to challenge the person that I am negotiating my pay with. Why? Because I have the ability to, and I know my worth. What you're not about to do is play me. I have a lifestyle that I want to continue to live. Are you going to match that? No? All right. I know what I bring to the table. If you're not going to help me live my lifestyle, I'm not going to help you meet your company goals. And that is what it is. This is not a good relationship. And it's okay. I have no negative thoughts about you. I have no negative reviews about you. I have nothing negative to say about you. But this is just not going to work. And that's in relationships. That's in friendships. That's in partnerships. That's in familyship. That's in everything. And I want us, whoever is fucking listening, black, white, Asian, Puerto Rican, tall, short, fat, skinny, straight, gay, transsexual, whatever you identify yourself as, set the bar and know your worth. Don't even know it. Own your worth. Y'all about to, y'all, ooh, let me light my sage because right now this is the matches. I like to do matches so y'all can hear it going. 1, 2. Let me light my sage because these are affirmations and this is a speech that I need for myself because nobody about to play with me no more. It's over, it's done. And sage, please light so I can get to the people's head so I can create the energy that I want. Yes, 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 yes. Light me up. Universe, energy, whoever you speak to, I'm setting the bar high. This is a moment that you should just reflect, close your eyes, light your sage, whatever you do to relax your mind. I receive new energy. I receive change. I receive I receive standing in who the fuck I am. We not doing mediocre shit. We are getting to that 6K figure. Because why? We got the experience. I might not have the degree. But baby, you gonna hire me. And that's bars on the motherfucking what beat. Get into it. For real. Like, it's a new energy around me. I love this. I love this like burst of energy that I have got. I did a podcast with the guys and We did our big one. We went live for the first time. Go check it out on YouTube, Open Relationship Podcast. You're going to see four black, handsome men on the screen. Our followers were engaging. They donated. They commented. They did the things of the things. And, like, that made me appreciate the people that actually follow me personally, but also follow the podcast, because there are not too many black gay men out here sharing their story and talking about their life and doing the things of the community. I can go on a whole motherfucking rant about these niggas, and I probably will do it on the episode, but I love these niggas, and y'all know it's hard for me to connect with black gay men, not because they're black gay men, but just it's something that's not normal to me. But these individuals have made it normal for me, and I appreciate them. I have had separate conversations with every individual on my show, and I'm saying mine because we co-host and produce the show together. Personally, off the mic, like, they know shit about me that I would never dare share to the world. They have helped me grown. They have helped me grow. They have encouraged me. They have gave me constructive criticism professionally and creatively. Like, it's not too many people in the world that wants to invest in you, and they don't know that they're doing the work of the Lord. But let me tell you, they are doing the work of the Lord for me, our platform, and where we're about to go. I believe it, I see it, and I fucks with them. So that's my little spiel on my co-host. Shout out to Rodney, shout out to Shazam, and shout out to Solomon. But let's get into the things of the things. I also want to talk about accepting things that you haven't. Accepting things that I haven't. 1 second, let me get her. Bella! All right, I'm back. I'll probably edit that out. Accepting things that I haven't. There are things that I'm going through that I'm not going to talk about on this podcast today. But this is a podcast where I create a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open dialogue. I'm just not comfortable about sharing it. But I speak this from my heart. Like, we have to accept things that we haven't received yet. And it's okay. I haven't received marriage. I haven't received a partner that is truly invested in me, that wants to see me go to higher heights, that wants to see me own businesses, that wants to see me happy, that also wants to be loved the way that I want to love somebody. The way that you love me. That's an Ashanti song. Take your time. Take your time. And as much as I'm telling y'all that, I'm telling myself that. You got to communicate. You have to understand. You have to grieve. And you just have to believe. And when I say communicate, I'm not talking about the people on the other end. I'm talking about communicate within yourself. Communicate within yourself of what you want. I seen this post on Instagram the other day that was talking about, we always talk about, we always pray for things that we want. We want a man with six figures. We want a man that's tall, dark, chocolate, that's family oriented, and this, that, and the third. But we never talk about the things that we don't want. And we talk about, well, we don't talk about things that God or the universe or the energy in the world that we live in presents to us. They are all the things on the green mark check, but they lie, they cheat, they do this, they do that. We never talk about that. So I challenge anybody that's listening to this, even myself, is to go back and pray for things that you don't want, to see what you do attract, to see what will be presented at your hand. Because we are so much more like, as American culture, I want this, I want that, I want a nigga that makes six figures, no kids, good body, eats well, takes care of me. I want to go on a date that's not geared towards Cheesecake Factory. Take me to Cheesecake Factory, bae. I love their macaroni and cheese balls. And when we're leaving, we're getting a cheesecake because we both know that we love cheesecake. And just give me plain cheesecake. Don't give me all that fancy shit. Just give me something plain. Even if we go to Publix, Kroger's, or whatever the grocery store is, give me one of them. And I know most of y'all niggas about to turn y'all face up and do this, do that, this, that, and the third. But for real, to me, cheesecake is cheesecake. The only difference is the quality. If we both like cheesecake, that's one thing. If we both like Cheesecake Factory cheesecake, that's another thing. Stop putting these niggas and these women through all these loopholes to trying to figure you out. Like, be honest with yourself. Man, you gotta pray for the things that you don't want. Get your shit together. That's for me too. Get your shit together, because you are going to bypass somebody that is meant for you. And then what's going to happen? You're going to have to circle the block. And let me tell y'all, as Mr. Hear Me Out, I am not a circle block goer. What I seen is what I got, and what I got is what I don't want. Shyabo. All right. We're going to flip it over. Also, accept things that has already happened. Get past it. If you're not friends with this person, stop bringing it up. If you don't fuck with this company, stop talking about them. If you're not getting along with this, that, or the third, stop bringing them up. It's done. It's over. We good. Because you are only showing how bitter, how hurt, how disrespected you were. If you tell that nigga or individual how hurt you were and it's over and y'all not gonna talk no more, leave it on the flow. Put it on the flow and I'm feeling brand new. That's all I ask. I'm not gonna do it. Do it for the gram. I ain't gonna do it. Do it for the gram. I ain't gonna do it. There's this little situation that I'm gonna touch on. And I say this out of the kindness of my heart. Because where I'm going is not where I've been. And I can gracefully say this. Don't hate on me. Don't talk down on me. Don't share any experiences that we have had with each other. Don't do anything. We are all entitled to our own scenario, situation, and feelings. I get it. One thing I don't get is when niggas only tell one side of the story. And that's the part that makes me angry. Coming from a person that has studied communications, I didn't graduate. Coming from someone that has been doing this podcast shit before the pandemic. Coming from someone that is a public figure and that is on the path to make, well, I, words mean things. Let me bring it back. Coming from a person that has made a name for himself, it literally comes from the heart. Don't do that. Get over it, pour the water, build a bridge, and get the fuck over it. Because it only makes you look bad. How dumb do you look arguing or telling a story about something that does not matter? Pretty fucking dumb. Pretty fucking dumb. And it's cool. If that's the type of space you're in, go right a fucking head. It's cool. I'm good. You're good. We good. We ain't gotta worry about no money to have a good time. But what I challenge people in this world is, if you're ever going to talk down on somebody, put dirt on their name, share experiences with the individual, tell your side of the story. And I know it's hard for you niggas, because I've been there too. Hell, I ain't no angel in this shit. It's hard. It's hard to just step in the name of love and just move on. It's cool. That's your story. That's what you want to rock with. But that's not your future, baby. It's cool. It's happened. I don't care if it was yesterday, last week, 8, 9, 10, 12, 8 fucking years ago. It's over. Move on. Grow from it. What did you learn from it? I'm all about growth and how I can better myself. That's all that matters to me. Yeah. It breaks my heart that people got to talk down on other people and only share one side of the story to get clicks, views, this, that, and the third. Because be your authentic self. Just like all these podcasters on the internet talking about what they will do, what they won't do, where they're not going to go, where they are going to go, or influencers, so to say. Like, bitch, be yourself. Just... you can't Corbin copy yourself. Nobody would ever be like you. And I think that's what has made me who I am. Like, as an individual. Not saying, like, I'm this big time person. But, like, being me, being authentic, like, having a good time, smiling, meeting people, podcasting, acting, modeling, and like owning my truth and sharing my story with the world has gotten me far. What's not going to get me far is when I start getting on these mics and bashing people and doing shit like that. Now, don't get me wrong. On Open Relationship, I have bashed some people. And the thing about me, once I bash them, I ain't got nothing else to say about them. Because I said what I said and it's done. You're not relevant to me after that point. You irritated me enough for me not to talk to you. I don't know what you're doing here. I'm not trying to have the conversation. It's not called childish. It's not called this. It's not called that. And it's not called the third. I'm done. I got it out of me. I'm moving on to bigger and better things. So... I challenge all y'all niggas, or people, just stay committed to you, your brand, your network, and your support system. For real, like, if you changing because you're authentically you, big ups to you. I respect that more. And this is coming from me. And I feel like I'm doing a presidential speech right now because this is on my chest. But if you are changing for a better you and you really don't fucking care and you're standing 10 toes down on what you said, what you did, and what has happened, stand 10 toes down. And if you don't want to talk about it no more, don't talk about it. Y'all bitches need PR training. For real. Because y'all bitches think like y'all get on this internet and get in front of a mic and sit on a couch and talk to these celebrities and X, Y, and Z and just think that being free of speech is a thing. Don't get me wrong, it is a thing. But baby, sometimes we just don't want to hear the things of the things. Because why? It's old. It's dirt. It's dinosaurs. It's extinct. Niggas stuck on the past when niggas are focused on the future. And on that note, let me tell y'all, make sure you follow me at This Is Hear Me Out if you want more podcasts from me. And also make sure you check out Open Relationship Podcast. That's on YouTube, Instagram, and all the things of the things. All these bitches is my sons. And I ain't talking about Phoenix. Bitch, I get some money so I do what I please is. I live where the motherfucking pools in the trees is. Broke bitches so crusty. Disgust me. Until next, y'all. I'm out.